Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, September 12th, 2019. Jimmy, Jack.
Matthew.
How's it going?
It's awesome, man. How are you?
Awesome. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
It's a great day.
It is. Yeah. Is it payday? No.
No, no.
Just a good day in general?
It's Friday week.
You've been up a long time. I received an email from you at 2:38 a.m.
Yeah, I guess I was up that early.
Golly, bummers, man.
I was up early, yeah.
Of course, I think you went to sleep pretty early yesterday afternoon. Either that or you're dodging my text messages.
I took a little nap, and then
that's
I
the Mary in me coming out right there. Did you not get my text?
I saw it later on.
That's my mama has. It's weird. She, oh man, oh gosh.
What?
I'm going to take this sideways right now, but I have to.
You should, man. You should, or else I'm going to start talking about watching Yosemite Sam cartoons.
Oh, boy.
Okay, talk about Yosemite. Talk about that for a second, and then I want to see if I can email. Fatboy, can I email you a voicemail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, email works again.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I can email him. Fatboy and I have a personal email.
Oh, okay.
Take a second to fool with it, but we'll get it going.
It'll play. It's an MP4. There, I just sent it. Did you hear that? Sound like Superman flying off.
Yeah, it did. That was cool.
What about Yosemite Sam?
I was just watching him this morning when I was getting ready at the house.
I'm trying to figure you out. The other night I said, you watch wrestling? Which one? Monday or Tuesday? No, I watched Nitro from 20 years ago. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What'd you watch this morning? Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yeah.
Like, are we going back in time? You going to watch Fraggle Rock tomorrow morning, then before you know, you're going to be on I Love Lucy.
Man, they got Alf on the Roku channel. I might.
Dun, dun, dun. Nice segue, you son of a bitch. I get what you just did.
Goodness.
Save that, please, because okay. I have a bunch of texts and emails that I received that I know y'all didn't concerning the prized possessions yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
And I'll read the Twitter handles just so y'all know it ain't me just blowing smoke up your ass.
Oh, you just swear to God and we'll be fine.
Well, you tend to be offended for some weird reason when I do that.
I'm not at all.
It's odd. Let me know when you get that, but I have another funny little thing, too. Or not funny, I guess, but I went by, not the name drop, but I went by Spinks this morning to get gas because I had to go a different way because I got almost ran off the road. The guy wouldn't let me over, so I had to get off the ramp at Haywood Road because they turn it down to two lanes and then one lane on 385. So mm-hmm. I had to get off Haywood and cut through. And I had to go by Spinks this morning. And so I'm getting gas. I also needed to pop in and get some Mio. And there was a guy there, really tall dude. Like I wouldn't say he's a basketball player, but he should have been, wearing sweatpants. And he had a case of beer, not the good kind.
Not P1 Pilsner?
Well, ours isn't available in cases yet.
That's true.
I heard next month.
Okay.
Sweet.
Next year.
Hell yeah.
Soon. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this guy just got off work. Wait a minute, though. It's like 10 after 5, 5:15. Where's he getting off work from? The club? And then I'm like, well, he's wearing flip-flops and, like, you know, slides and socks or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, so is this dude still partying and needing more beer? Or is he just, like, off today and, like, woke up early so he could start drinking? Or, like, you know, maybe he has the life calendar of 9, where you sleep in the afternoon throughout the evening and then get up at 2:30 and watch cartoons.
Yeah, maybe so.
And drink awful beer. He might as well have just saved money and bought a bottle of water.
Ugh.
It was it's the worst. It's the kind when you were in high school or in college, where it was like a party where it was offered for free. You'd be like, "Nah, I'm good.
Am I?
Oh my God! Look at Paige. You nailed it.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
So I grew up here, so sort of.
I tend to try to. Well, it's judging for sure, but I try to just kind of like, what's the deal with the guy with the beer at 5:15? What's he doing? The party ain't over. Party ain't over till. I thought the party was over at 5 in the morning.
Oh, they said 6 in the morning.
I thought that was R. Kelly. R. Kelly's the one who said, from the party to.
It was 8. That's when it started.
Party ain't stopped till the 8 in the morning. No. Kids, would they have to get home and get their kids off to school?
That's well, they true. Can't go.
I thought it was 6 in the morning.
I know the song. Let me look up the lyrics.
Man, I'll tell you this. Like, party don't start till 6 in the morning right here.
He had the...
Dingat. Thank you.
He was getting the case, and he had like 45 minutes to go party the rest of the way out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he'd have to chug, chug, chug.
Still the nighttime.
It is 8.
8?
And welcome to Atlanta. Big beats hit streets. See gangsters Roman. And parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Gosh.
Well, that
it had
sense.
To have been the summertime, because I would imagine some of the young ladies featured in the video, and the dudes, too, they had kids.
Yeah,
it had to be summertime.
Some of them did.
Maybe the godmother was keeping them that night. Who knows? Anyway, so that guy was, and then he had to run out and get his license, slowing me down a little bit. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, can't you just let
here
me
we
pass?
Go. Already had to take a different route because somebody about run me off the road because they wouldn't let me over.
Man, well, at least he had to go get his license and he wasn't buying lottery tickets because they stand there and they'll buy one lottery ticket at a time over the course of like 7.5 minutes.
Yeah, they'll examine it, too. Like, which one of these is going to hit? They look for the white line.
Yeah.
Well,
be staring at it. Yeah, it sucks.
And some convenience stores, C stores, they'll have that damn wall of them. Where they'll have like 60 different ones. It's like, I want a 7, and I want a number 9.
Yeah.
You pick them all out, and then, you know.
That's what I see when I stop on my way here. I always get behind somebody on their way to work buying scratch-offs, like $10 scratch-offs, a bunch of them.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But what, yeah, but on the way here?
Yeah.
See, I don't ever run it. Well, rarely do I go into stores on the way here. I mean, sometimes I never run into lottery tickets. What are the hours on that? Can they scratch off cards sold 24 hours?
Man, I don't know, but I'll see people buying lottery on my way to work in the morning, like shortly after 5.
I thought they cut them off.
I thought so too, but I see people buying them though.
Maybe that's when they stop selling them. That's when the party stops at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
8 in the morning.
You got to have a cut off at some point.
Scratch off tickets.
Yeah.
At 8 in the morning. That's right. And then it's cash only, which also slows down things, too. Because, you know, they gotta count it out and blah, blah, blah. And obviously, because they're buying lottery tickets and scratch-off tickets all the time, maybe not so good with finances, so the counting of money might be difficult.
Well, the whole process is difficult and slower than it should be. I mean, yeah, like pick out a couple scratch-offs and then buy them real quick and then get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
But they'll be standing there trying to make multiple transactions at the scratch-offs.
Like, is it cash because, well, okay, no, never mind. I was going to say the process would be a lot faster with lottery tickets and scratch-off tickets if you could just, you know, debit or just, you know, Apple Pay it or whatever.
Can you imagine Apple Pay or just, debit?
Yeah.
But I'll like, Venmo you for some scratch-offs.
But, like, it's cash only, so I wonder, is that the dirty part of the lottery system? I mean, we all know it exists. I've seen the Netflix doc about it. Documentary.
I was told that $10 tickets are your best chance of getting your money back.
Yeah. No, I don't know why it has to be cash only. It seems like it would be a disaster if people could use their, you know, people could buy them on credit.
Dude, that would be the next depression.
It seems like it would be just a disaster.
It really would.
Like when people could buy them on debit would be a disaster.
If you could go in there and buy lottery tickets and scratch-off cards with credit cards. Good gosh. That would cripple the economy.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, man. It would be a bad scene.
Good gracious. It would mess up families.
Well, yeah.
I like when they pay with them. I've seen somebody buy a pack of smokes and a drink with a lottery ticket.
Really?
They'll just take it off of that. Yeah.
It would if you could buy them with credit cards, man, it would do all the stuff they said video poker was doing to people.
Do they sell could you go and let's say I got $1,000 scratch off? but like I'm wanted. Well, no, that, I wouldn't mess it up. In other words, what I'm saying is, could I sell a scratch-off card to a pawn shop?
I don't know about a pawn shop, but if you don't sign it, you know, I guess you can pretty much sell it to anybody.
Yeah. I'm saying, what would be the reason why they, maybe they're on a trespassing notice to that particular Starvin' Marvin or wherever it may be, and they can't go there, so they sell it to somebody a little bit cheaper. I'm just saying that'd be a good business to get into.
Yeah.
If you could find people who are on trespassing notices from particular stores and want to sell their winning scratch-off cards.
Yeah, they wind up just going to somebody else, you know, to some other store and selling it.
Don't you have to go to Columbia if it's over $100?
No, man.
You have to mail it in.
No, you can go.
I've never won over it, so I haven't either. I've looked on the back to see before. I think you have to. You have to do, if it says a certain amount, you do have to produce a government ID, and that's where I'm saying if you got, like, warrants or something, you might not want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, remember the sting they did, God, maybe 20 years ago? They did it at the downtown airport. They sent all these guys with warrants these cards saying that they had won a car or they were in the running to win a car. So they all show up, and they're in the tarmac or whatever.
Oh,
and
geez.
Then all of a sudden the doors come down and the DEA, or maybe not DEA, but... the officers come in and they arrest them all because they had warrants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, man. People are pointing this out on the text line. They're saying North Carolina has lottery ticket vending machines where you can use your card. I saw that in Georgia, too,
wow.
At a truck stop.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe people can deal then. Maybe it's not as bad as I thought.
Maybe. I don't know. People are saying they bought them on debit and stuff.
My debit.
I could tell you. Yeah. On one hand, how many times I've played the lottery.
Yeah. And also, somebody gave us this information. 500 is when you have to go to the office.
Okay.
But there's an office in Greenville, too, right?
Yeah, but is it like downtown. This? Is it like a government office? Like, is one of those where you have to go wait in line for a number and then go sit down in a certain section?
It's a lottery office. I doubt it's all that busy.
I was going to say, if it's just for winners, no. If it's complainers. What was that? Complainers. Is that right? Doesn't sound right. Complainers?
Complainants.
Okay. Complainants. People are pissed off for there. The lines would be long. They really would.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm. P1, the all-wise Ethan, says he once bought a ticket from an illegal alien because he couldn't produce the proper ID to cash it in.
Oh, wow. Man.
I need gas for my spaceship.
It had to be a pretty big one, right?
Yeah. It's silly for like $100.
But I would be scared that it would be a fake winning ticket.
If it's peach cobbler with 1B, you'd be a little suspect.
Yeah, something like that. I would. Is there like some kind of strip in it, like the way they do money? There's got to be some kind of authentic. I need to get it PSA graded.
Yeah.
To find out if it's real. Okay, real quick. We do have that?
Yeah.
Okay. This was the best thing ever for my afternoon. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about I can't remember her age, the very, very, very elderly lady who just gave birth in vitro with her 80-year-old husband.
73.
She was 73?
Yeah, I was talking about her last night with somebody.
Okay, and she was 80. And we're on here, Darren Headlines, on this show talking about it, and I'm like, how did they not both die? You know, having sex, because they're so old, dude. Because older people, you don't think about having sex. And then we started talking about the Golden Girls.
Yep.
And there was a moment on the show when we could not remember which Golden Girl had sex with her husband or boyfriend or whatever and killed him.
Yeah.
I had a voicemail yesterday.
Okay.
Fat Boy will play the voicemail now.
Okay.
Hey, it was Rose, and it was a man she was dating on the show. And she met the man's wife and told him, love you. Bye.
From the voice of angels.
Did you hear her? She's listening. So that threw me for a loop, first of all. I need to know when my mama's listening. I used to love when she'd sleep till 11 in the old days before she started going to the Y. And she's listening to the show. And then, you know, I know she only knows the celebrity hotline number to directly call in. I guess she didn't want to use that.
Yeah.
So she called my cell phone as a listener contributing to the show with the answer to the question.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
That's beautiful.
It was didn't say, hey, Matthew, she's your mom, anything. She's just, you can hear us in the background.
Yeah.
Hey, it was Rose.
It was Rose.
I love her.
I tell you, so it made me think, A, watch your words, Matthew, running maybe a different filter, especially in the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour when I can almost guarantee she'll be awake. And secondly, it down the road, it needs to happen. Golden Girls Trivia, 9 versus My Mama Mary.
I'll play.
Dude, I mean, because when I called her back, she was talking about St. Olaf, and she was talking, and I'm like, well, we might have a bit here down the road.
St. Olaf. I almost wore my Golden Girls shirt today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you should have.
I wore my other pink shirt instead.
Right.
That's a beautiful shirt, sort of.
Right. Read it upside down, it's okay.
It's great. Yeah,
sort of. I like the color.
So, yeah. And she said to tell everybody, hey. She's feeling better, and she'll that was the other thing I'd said on the radio. She wasn't feeling well, so a lot of people that go to her church that listen to the show Facebooked her and said, oh, no, what's wrong? Because, you know, she had the thing a while back with the hospital. Yeah. It's like, no, I just stopped up,
so
I'm just watching Golden Girls telling my son and his friends the facts.
Thank you for being friends.
Got to set these boys straight.
I need to give her the FOF line number when she gets mad about something. I would just like to hear her angry but not cuss.
Oh, yeah,
she
it'd be doesn't. Best.
She doesn't cuss. I was yesterday. More on that later.
You were cussing?
Yeah, I was, especially when I tried to leave here. But more on that later. We're going to talk about yesterday's pigskin punishment, me and my smashing of my glasses, which throws another loop in my life because today we'll be live on video for Facebook fussing. And, you know.
You didn't get new ones yet?
Well, that would be, I mean, no. I mean, why would you run out the day they get smashed and go just replace them? What, the sunglasses?
I would.
Well, no, I mean, that would be like, that's no punishment, really. I mean, it's a financial punishment.
Well, Fatboy went and got a new phone that day.
Oh. Yeah, it hurt though, man.
Give them time to grieve.
Well, I mean, it's not a grieving thing, but it's like, oh, look, you smashed them, and then you just go out and replace it. Like, Fatboy had to have a phone, I mean, to, you know.
Necessity. You know.
To watch pornography. You
know. No, I did replace it.
Oh, okay, good. Good, there you go.
I'll be ready for Facebook fussing.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
There you go.
Oh, those are shiny and pretty.
Yeah.
Look at those.
Sharp.
You might have done me a favor.
Yeah.
Because my other ones were a little crooked anyway. No, they wasn't, but.
Well, now you got new ones.
Well, let's just say where I bought them heard about my plot.
What did they say? We're sorry?
They said, we heard about what your friends did to you. My mama runs a sunglass shop.
Okay.
Heard about what your friends did to you, sunglasses, Matthew.
Got deals everywhere.
No. But yeah, I did because I had to. I had to be able to see and all that. I'm diabetic. I have to protect my eyes.
You
blah,
did.
Blah, blah, blah. So Facebook fussing today. We're going to I haven't verified it yet because I don't want to say too much, but I haven't been in our office yet. And I want to verify something that was emailed to me. That's all I'll say about that.
Okay.
And maybe a conspiracy mystery of types, of sorts. It'd be kind of like Mattman's conspiracy mystery. Made love, sweet love to Paige's headlines into a segment. So we'll do that later, too.
Okay.
Plenty of ways to get in touch with us, right, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, man. You can text us all day long. Carolina Vapor Mill text line 72341. They can call us, Matt, man.
They can. 1-800-774-0093. I almost said not my cell phone, Mom. She knows the thing, though. If you call me during the show, you have to call twice to let me know it's an emergency.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. You can text us on the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line at 72341. And then we're at the Rise Guys on your social media. Paige, we'll do some news right after this. You ready with that?
I am.
And we shall. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
A little golden doodle.
9.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3, the planet Rise.
Pretty face.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
All right, so should you expect another It movie?
I said the other day, I haven't heard It from anybody that went and saw It.
I've only read a little bit about what the critics were saying.
What were they saying?
It's not as good as the first one.
Oh, no, man. The first one sucked.
So, according to...
I didn't care for it, but I attribute that to my... wait a minute. My love of clowns. I thought if I saw too many clowns, I would just be thrilled with all the... No, I'm still scared of clowns. I'm just trying to...
You haven't overcome that.
No, I'm watching my words. A, my mama listens some now. And B, anything I say can and will be get used against me in pigskin punishment.
Okay.
It's a hard story to put on film. I mean, it's really a hard story to tell in a movie.
And especially, I only saw the extended trailer of It too. But when he's flying around with that balloon and all, it looks goofy. It doesn't look sinister or haunting. It looks silly.
Well, the director isn't interested.
Looks like the Wayans brothers got a hold of it.
He's not interested in doing a third movie.
What I saw is, the CBS All Access or whatever.
CBS.
They're doing a new miniseries of The Stand.
Oh, that's good.
And they just cast Randall Flagg, the bad guy in The Stand. Do you know who's playing Randall Flagg?
I never saw.
It's brother, man.
Skarsgård?
Yeah. Alexander Skarsgård's playing Randall Flagg.
Okay, I know that name, but I don't recognize him. Let me Google his face.
He's like the more famous one of the two.
I don't know that story.
Yeah,
I can't ever Google him because I don't know how to put the umlaut or whatever that is over there.
I think he's in...
He's like the Thor of the Skarsgårds.
Oh, he's from True Blood.
True Blood and HBO Little Lies or whatever that movie.
Did you get mixed up with Sarsgård? Because he's not a Scar, he's a Sarge.
I thought he was one of the guys from the Viking Experience on wrestling.
Viking.
Skarsgård.
All right, so there isn't going to be a third movie. According to the director, this is the conclusion of the story between the losers versus Pennywise. This is the end. At the end, there's a conclusion, there's a resolution.
Penny?
Moreover, the second movie wraps up the story that Stephen King told in the novel, and director Andy Muschietti doesn't think it's a good place to leave it. So,
no relation. This is funny, or not funny, but interesting. Alexander Skarsgård, his next or his upcoming film is Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh, jeez.
Oh man,
I can't get into Godzilla movies, apparently. Yeah. I just can't do it.
Well, that was way back when you're smaller, they were so great when you were a little kid.
I want to see a big lizard walking around and look at my neighbor with the shorts off.
Hey, I'm smaller now than I was smaller when I was a kid.
Oh, well, then you would enjoy that kind
it's
of
not,
taller, though.
It's
taller.
Not.
Kids like dinosaurs and things like that.
It's not real life. Like, to me, a good horror movie is something that could be, it could happen right down the street. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Something really scary. Funny.
Yeah. Like, Freddy was kind of a euphemism for, like, because I've had some haunting dreams.
Yeah.
And there could be some nut out now, some of Friday the 13th, and we'll get into that tomorrow, I know, but... You know, there's a bunch of stuff in that, like, the first one would have scared the bejesus out of me, like, if it happened in real life. You know, I don't want to give anything away if you haven't seen it, but it contains a severed head.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So if I saw that in real life, I'd freak out. Or if I saw two dead twin girls wearing the same dress at the end of a hallway,
goodness.
I'd freak out.
That is scary.
That subtle horror.
Or the woman in the bathroom. Whew.
Well, at one part, I loved it.
Uh-huh.
You should have seen my erection while I watched that. It was like, quit looking in the mirror.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
My goodness.
Talking about The Shining.
Yeah, it was very scary.
Yeah.
But that's your wheelhouse, Jimmy. You agree with that? It has to be, if it's going to be truly terrifying, it's got to be something that you could think could happen. It's like me when I watch porno. It can't be a too good-looking guy. I have to put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
If he's wearing them for some stupid reason. Why is he wearing shoes in porn?
Yeah.
Feet get cold.
It doesn't have to necessarily be, but it helps with a story like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to see Dr. Sleep, man, the Shining sequel with Ewan McGregor as grown-up Andy.
That's going to be good.
And that's a theatrical release.
Yeah. Here, in a couple months, next month, month after.
All right, let's...
Red Room.
It should be, my God, yeah. Come on. That's its problem also. They released it way too early before Halloween. Like, what are they scared of the Halloween release?
Right, it doesn't need the Halloween bump to get a huge...
You don't think?
It's a Stephen King movie.
It opened huge, man. It opened like $100 million.
So why are they not making another one?
Because it's really not a slasher film sort of thing that you would...
Well, I mean... It's money, though.
Story's done for now until they reboot it again.
Oh, okay. That's what they'll just put it on the shelf and make everybody miss it a little bit.
They're out of book now, so there's nothing else to do with it.
Okay. Well, they ain't never stopped them before.
No, they did do a Pet Cemetery too.
Well, they changed it, so it was completely different.
Yeah.
So.
Did you ever see the newer version, Jimmy?
No, I never watched it. I thought the one in the late 80s was really good.
Yeah.
For a Pet Cemetery movie, I thought it was about as good as you could do.
Yeah. So why ruin something that worked?
I agree. That's why I'm glad nobody's touching it in Back to the Future. Don't.
Not yet. It'll be a long time, too.
There was that meme going around that fooled everybody, but it turned out to be...
It's all lies.
It's all bullcrap that Paige started.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that sort of thing.
Snopes shot her down.
Yeah, there's some good horror stuff coming out, like Three from Hell and Dr. Sleep and something else.
Yeah. Dr. Sleep, I would like to go see that with you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Me too.
Well, you know how we all feel about... when we had a fortune teller tell us things that never came to fruition, thank goodness. There is a woman that a psychic gets...
Paige, just to correct you, the scary part about it is what the psychic told me did come to fruition. That's
did yours
the scary
come
part.
To fruition? Mine did not.
Well, that's all I want to say about that.
Yeah.
That's why I mm-mm. Anyway...
Well,
it's a touchy subject for
it is a very, very touchy subject. So you can totally relate.
I don't even like physics anymore.
This woman believed a psychic, and a psychic from Florida managed to get
four physicians.
A psychic from Florida managed to get $1.6 million out of a woman over the course of 7 years when she convinced a woman that there was a curse on her.
Hmm.
She really believed in this person that these things were going to happen to her unless she kept going to try to break the curse.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was just thinking of what I was told.
Mm-hmm.
If I really believe what this woman told us, I would be so disappointed in life.
Wow.
So eventually she admitted...
Pigskin punishment idea.
Oh, come on, man.
Make Paige reveal what the psychic...
I can tell you right now. I mean, if you want me to tell you told my husband.
Is there news wise? Do we need? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to throw a wrench into the thing. I just made a note. We can bring it back up.
Okay,
we'll
do that. We can bring that back up. But the woman wound up spending $1.6 million. She finally went to the police, and this woman apparently had a crisis of conscience. And admitted it was all a scam.
Yeah.
And she was in court last week and sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for wire fraud. And she also has to pay back the woman.
She has to pay her back. Well, she should.
Yeah. So I don't really know what the whole curse, family curse was, but you can imagine.
Well, I mean, if you know, it's that thing of... I don't know. I mean, not necessarily the law of attraction, but like if you think you're doomed, or if you think, oh, you know, every person in my family's had this disease or whatever, but I don't have it, but I know I'm going to get it. You are, because you're setting yourself up to. I believe in that for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
So, I guess the woman wanted her money back. She got wise to it after 7 years.
Yeah.
And, man.
She got it back.
It's just, you know, it is. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, you're the one who went to the entertainment purposes only psychic and gave them the money to remove a curse.
Yeah.
It's kind of on you for believing any of it.
But it's still, you're selling a falsehood. Well,
no,
then again, though, that stripper
psychic.
Wouldn't be dancing on your crotch if you didn't give her the money.
And
so,
maybe
yeah,
what she told her was something that this is why things are happening to your family, blah, 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 and, you know, the fear factor, and she fed into it.
Missed that van. Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
I guess where it kind of is, you know, because it's like, all right, well, you didn't really remove a curse. Of course I did. Sure I did. Well, prove it. Can't. Well... I mean, to that end, you could also sue the church to get your tithes back. You know what I mean? I don't think you'd be able to do that.
Well, that's a bad preacher. If he's telling the congregation, hey, give your tithes and it's going to be returned to you sevenfold, or your prayers will be answered
yeah.
when you donate money.
Yeah.
Shame on him. You should sue him directly.
Yeah,
and make him pay taxes on all that money that he retained.
But nobody's done that.
Maybe she was working with a woman to break the curse, and she needed to come back, and she drew her into getting more phone time or whatever it was, or is transferring more money. Like, if you send me more like $1,000, then I'll work with you to help your relatives so they won't, whatever is going to happen to them.
I just had a business idea. I mean, not a business idea. I was inspired. I'm gonna start a church.
I'm gonna bet on football tonight, and if the Buccaneers cover, I'm suing the Panthers.
Well, you should be able to, especially if coffee was too hot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start a church where the building is sponsored like a football stadium will, and then everybody donates their tithes.
You can't start motorcycle church or cowboy church; those are taken.
Oh, dang it!
So hold on. I'll come up with the niche in a minute.
Okay.
And then all the tithes, we then will get out, take all the tithes, and then on Saturday we'll go out and feed the needy or build somebody a damn house or something.
That's really nice.
And not necessarily, you know, buy the nicest parsonage in the world and a big old bus that, let's be honest, is about a tenth full. You didn't need that big of a damn bus.
A bus with the bubble windows on it?
Yeah. You know, with Wi-Fi and all that stuff. USB on each seat. You don't need all that.
You don't.
Okay. I'd change up the way church is.
You should. Jesus tried.
He didn't try, Paige. He did it.
Yeah, he did it.
He went away from the church. Yeah. He went out where they were.
Well, Rise Guys headline
style. The whores and the tax collectors.
He did?
Tax collectors.
Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
As Christians, you should be able to say, I don't want to pay taxes, because those people were hanging out in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, constitutionally also.
Yeah. Fat Boy's into sodomy. What about Gomorrah? You into that? Which way do you stand? House divided?
Sodom you some more.
I see. What are you working on in the sports hole?
A Cleveland Browns fan gets banned for life, but he hasn't been to a game in 10 years.
What?
I'll tell you what the hell we're talking about.
They can ban me in his place.
Yeah, me too.
I want to get banned from stuff I'm never going to anyway.
I don't want to see Booker Moofield.
Booker.
Moofield.
Yeah. Like the ice cream. And then, boo, you suck. You threw three picks and you should have threw five.
Is that were you practicing that on us before you launch it officially, like on the football show?
Nah, man.
Were you testing it? Is that a beta test?
We'll focus college on that.
I wouldn't use it. I'd punch it up a little
bit. That's from the creators of Coots and Taters.
All right, we'll get into the sports hole with Fat Boy right after this. More.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fat Boy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks! And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Yes, sir?
Oh, man, the Cleveland Browns can't get out of their own way. They get blown out at home. People are already going to crown their ass.
You know who is the most famous Cleveland Browns fan?
Dolph Ziggler.
Mike the Miz. Mike the Miz.
I guess it's a toss-up. Drew Carey?
Mike the Miz. Mizarian.
Over Drew Carey?
Miz and Miz.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I saw it in Hit Parader.
They're going to have trouble getting people to the games, man, if they keep playing like this. But this guy, he's been banned.
They've always had that problem, except for the dog pound. Well, what did he get banned for?
There's only like 28 people in Cleveland who can afford to go, right?
Yeah, that's true. But they usually have a pretty strong showing. What happened was there was a fan that poured a beer on a Titans player. So Cleveland was looking. They're like, you know what? We know who it is. We're going
to
ban him.
For the record, I can't afford to go. But, you know, I'm not one of those people in Cleveland.
How did they find him? Did they use fecal recognition? I mean, facial recognition? Or?
So what happened was they used a bunch of cameras.
Remind me something I saw earlier to talk about later. Go ahead though, sorry.
And they went about contacting him. And they called the guy, and they were like, you know what? You're banned from the stadium. We know it's you. We matched your tattoos with various camera angles in and around the stadium.
Wow.
The guy says, no, you didn't, because I didn't go to the game. I was working, and I haven't been to a game in 10 damn years.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah, you know how, I don't know if Walmart sells them anymore, but they'd sell those T-shirts that then had a sleeve underneath that looked like tattoos?
Yeah.
Like, imagine being the model for those tattoo sleeves. And then people start going committing crimes wearing that tattoo shirt.
Oh my god!
And suddenly you got warrants in places you ain't ever been before.
That's what this guy was thinking. Like he said, when the Browns called him, he told the Browns, "Please send me the footage." And the guy for the Browns said, you don't have to get defensive if you're innocent like you claim to be. He just wanted to see the tape.
Yeah. That's like on the live PD when they get somebody out of the car and they're like, why are you acting all nervous? And I'm like, dude, to me, that's a silly question. They're on live television. They realize that. And they got pulled over with like five cops around him. I'd be nervous as blank, even if I'm innocent as all get out.
It's just the beginnings of laying down the narrative.
Yeah.
Controlling the narrative of the situation, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got the guy's information or how they got a hold of him to even call him if he didn't go to the game. Hmm. He said he didn't buy a ticket either.
Crazy.
One thing I'm going to leave you with that you got
to
Google.
I wonder if he was on house arrest and he wasn't supposed to, you know, because there's, you know, I imagine there's ways around that. You put aluminum foil around it or something. I don't think
that works with this.
No? Well, Fat Boy used to use that. His work van.
Oh, I thought you meant when he was on house arrest.
No. He claimed to be. He just didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
The
ankle's too big for the monitor.
Come on.
God dang it. Okay, so Team USA are playing in the World Cup of Basketball right now. And
who's on? Like, who's – do we have, Kevin Durant? Is he on there?
No.
This is like a college?
No, we got pros, but, you know, we got you don't have the top 10 in the league.
No.
Those guys don't want to play anymore. They want to focus on the
probably some of them are not from America,
too. Well, Durant can't play this upcoming season anyway.
Yeah.
So they were playing, and they got distracted by a chick in the crowd who started dancing a little.
Oh, man.
And she's Brazilian. Watch her. You notice anything about her dancing?
I do. She is wearing a very revealing see-through T-shirt with no brassiere.
She's hot, too.
They left the camera on her swinging them around, or dancing around, I'll say, shimming.
That was Chris Middleton.
For quite some time.
She's a three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was she's very distracting. They had to call a timeout just to watch for a second.
Yeah, this is the team that's like Kemba Walker and Harrison Barnes and Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, but it's
he's the best player, Kemba.
Mason Plumlee.
Well, is that the team that just lost to France?
Yeah, but that French team is good.
Oh, are they?
They got the Stifle Tower.
Stifle Tower?
They got Frankie Nicotine.
That sounds like something on Urban Dictionary.
Nick Batum. They got NBA players. They're stacked.
Yeah. But they wouldn't have a chance in hell against the Team USA A team, obviously. No one would.
It'd be close with Gobert.
Yeah, power forward, B.A. Baracks.
Right.
He's talking about the LeBron team? No.
Yeah, with Gobert. Oh, yeah.
No, the team that goes to the Olympics? No.
He's Defensive Player of the Year every year in the NBA. Yeah,
he's saying he wouldn't go to the – he wouldn't be on the Dream Team? LeBron?
No, I'm saying that the LeBron, like, Olympic team would walk over France pretty easy.
Nah, they beat them. They wouldn't walk
over. Are there any NBA players playing for France?
Yeah, they're loaded.
There's a bunch.
Just said that.
Well, I mean, tell me a name. I don't know
Frankie
sports
Nicotine,
like
Nick Batum.
Frankie
Gobert.
Nicotine?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Plays with the Knicks.
What's his last name?
Nicolina.
Vaporeso.
That's sports, man. We get at this.
All right, thank you very much. No relation to Johnny.
Oh, please.
No relation to Johnny Ferrari. All right, we're gonna take a break. More Rise Guys. Oh yeah, the rumor that I've heard. I won't verify it until we come back on the radio. I'm gonna sit right here.
All right.
You stay right here with me. Right here, 93.3, the Planet Rocks. Rise Guys.
Really get me going in the morning.
They are so funny.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
They're always funny. It doesn't matter what the topic is.
The Rise Guys, weekday mornings at 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.